The elitist-controlled medical community, in league with corporate big pharma, has created a medical-industrial complex that does not want consumers using natural compounds for healing. Such use of naturally grown remedies might threaten the medical business model, which may explain the aggressive stance of both doctors and government toward homeopathic treatments. It also may explain why the prison population in America, consisting of more than 6 million people, exceeds the number of prisoners held in the gulags of the former Soviet Union at any point in its history. The production of hemp is another area where the DEA has been overly aggressive in pursuing potential offenders. Congress has become more lenient on hemp, and the 2014 Farm Bill eased restrictions on growing it. The bill also contained a clause allowing colleges and universities to grow hemp for research purposes. On the state level, more than a dozen states, including Oregon, Montana, Colorado, North Dakota, California, Kentucky, Vermont, West Virginia, and Maine, have legalized hemp used for paper, clothing, rope, and other practical applications. Michael Bolden, executive director of the 10th Amendment Center, said that while production is not completely legal, many states are growing hemp. Fields of hemp are growing in Colorado already, noted Bolden in early 2014. Vermont legalized late last summer, and multiple other states are considering bills to do the same this year. Credit doesn't go to the feds on this one. It belongs to the states, which had the courage to stand up to unconstitutional laws and force the change on a national level. Yet, the DEA has obstructed local efforts to grow hemp. In May 2014, Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer sought an injunction to stop federal officials from halting the importation of 286 pounds of Italian hemp seeds ordered by the department, which needed to be planted by the beginning of June.